Study in Job. Introduction. A picture example. Some of the best guidance for believers in living the Christian life are through types. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6 we read this. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Old Testament history exemplifies New Testament truths, truths for spiritual living. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Adam, the first man, was a wonderful type of Christ, who was the second man and last Adam. Adam, who was made sin for the bride that God chose for him. Eve, who was taken from the side of Adam. What an astonishing type of the church. Eve, who was bone of his bone, and who became one with her bridegroom. Abraham, the one who so clearly typifies the deep love of God the Father. Abraham, who, in faith, gave his only begotten son as an offering. Hagar, the bondwoman who so exemplifies Israel and the covenant of law. Fleshly Hagar and the law, which was set aside for spiritual Israel and grace. Sarah, the free woman so exemplifying spiritual Israel and the covenant of grace. Chosen Sarah, the barren wife, who was set aside and buried by her husband. Keturah, the second wife of Abraham, who exemplifies Israel's future role. A fruitful people restored to favour. A people who will be the head and not the tail. Gomer, the adulterous wife of Hosea, restored to fellowship with her husband. Like Israel, the adulterous wife of Jehovah, also to be reunited with her Lord. Oh, and then Joseph, who in hundreds of ways is a glorious type of our Lord Jesus Christ. Joseph, the beloved firstborn son, rejected and killed by his jealous brothers. Joseph, the one so despised and rejected, became governor of all Egypt. And Job. Have you considered my servant Job? God challenges each of us. Job, who so exemplified the life of a believer from salvation to the millennium. Job, a man God trusts to be a witness in the spiritual battle of the ages. Job, a believer that keeps faith with God and intercedes for his fellows. Job is the fullest and most complete descriptor of the church age believer's choice. As one by one, God exposes the truth about carnality and spirituality. As little by little, the Holy Spirit unfolds the overcomer and the one overcome. Job, a man of righteousness, and yet a man that is clearly motivated by self-righteousness. His wife, like Job, a spiritual believer, who is prey to Satan's wiles. His friends, who so clearly exemplify the carnal walk that most Christians choose. Recently, I have been strongly prompted to explore the life of Job as a type. And as we approach the soon return of the Lord, we would do well to consider Job. Somewhere in Job, each of us, with the Spirit's guidance, will discover himself. Are you a prideful Job who doesn't have a full understanding of the great Redeemer? Take heart. The Lord is willing to give you that deeper knowledge, that deeper revelation of himself. Are you a wife or widow who has no man as your covering and feels like giving up? Take heart. The Lord is your husband, and he will be your covering. Are you a carnal Christian who's distorted the character of God with your creed? Rest assured, for you are also beloved of the Lord, and he prompts intercession for you. Take heart. Job is a story that demonstrates the mercy and love and grace of God to spiritual and carnal believers alike, to the one that overcomes and to the one that is overcome. As I have explored more and more the spiritual links of the Christian life with Job, there were times when I wept with joy at the grace that God shows towards us. At times I wept with pain, as I realized how much we must have hurt the heart of God. I pray others will find blessing in looking deeper into the pages of Job and discover a picture of Job that you have never seen there before.